It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Talk Shoes. Recorded live.
I'm pissed off Puerto Rican. Tired of all the bullshit and lies. Started a radio show. Determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their faces, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Garage Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B. Radio's Loudmouth Spick. Happy holidays.
Hey, what's up? This is Louis B. Welcome to the Cry Shot Radio Show. Today is the special Christmas show. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Ramadan was in September, so you guys are already spoken for. But, you know, anyways, if you're celebrating a holiday, whatever it's called in Africa, happy and holidays to everybody. So, yeah. Like to thank everyone for coming, listening in. Thank you very much. I am glad that you guys have chosen to spend your Christmases with me and my sick mind. Where else would you be, actually? You know what? Seriously, where else would you be? There's nowhere other, no place sicker than here. No place. None. Nadie. Nada. So, yeah. If you want to call in, the number is 724-444-7444. Call ID is 23980 pound. And if you don't got a pin, just put £1 and you are on. Kwanzaa. I don't know. Kwanzaa's not even an African holiday. It's an American holiday. Yeah, so I don't even recognize Kwanzaa as an African holiday. They don't celebrate Kwanzaa. They celebrate, oh, today I did not get eaten by a lion day. Today I'm 1 year older because I was not attacked by a puma. Today we celebrate not getting eaten. So... anyways, let me just take a quick break. This is, we're going to take some commercials. Thanks for listening to the Crotch Out Radio Show. Enjoy.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept.
These are 10 points to look out.
Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now in the United States? In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
God damn. That made me shiver, and I made that. Yeah. How about that? So anyways, we got Love Hats, we got Days Are New. How the hell are you guys doing? Waiting for a response. They're gonna tell me how they're gonna do it, how they're doing. How did you? Hello. Oh, you're full. Oh, had some of them cookies that your kids left for Santa? Does your son still believe in Santa Claus? Ooh, pumpkin. Lisa, can I have some of your pumpkin pie? I still believe in Santa Claus. Oh, hey. What would your husband say? Oh, man. What would Red say? Get off my wife! Does he know how to share? Does Red know how to share? He seems cool. I think he's cool. Hey, we got patience. Eat your pie, Louie. Yes. Yes, dear. I'll eat my pie. Yeah. Yeah. And this is how I'm gonna eat it. Yeah, that's how I eat my pie. Yes. Huh. Hey, it's Kev. Kev from American Reality Check Show. This is the American Reality Check Show live every Wednesday on talkshow.com. Our call-in number is... Oh, hello. Her. We're starting to... Yeah. We all thought that I almost got knocked off of Talk Show.
Why? What happened?
I was almost not able to... for some strange reason, unable to log in. May further attacks continue on your boy, Louis B.
Really? You weren't able to log in either?
Moving on.
Is everybody having problems logging in? Maybe it's just TalkShoe.
Yeah.
I had a couple shows deleted.
Yeah. Oh, well. They're trying to get me.
They're trying to get you?
They're trying to get me.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, Lisa's like, no
problem. There
was
a fucking note on my fucking account and shit. I was like, fucking delete. Not delete, but fucking wrote over it. I was like, whatever.
All right. So yeah. Ain't it something? Only me and Patience were having troubles logging into TalkShoe today.
Is it only us?
Yeah. No. Well, Kevin and Lisa said they had no problems. I wonder what happened.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
No, mine. Nobody even. I don't even think.
I mean,
do on TalkShoe is a brainstorm. I haven't even been on TalkShoe in like 2 weeks under my account.
Whoa, calm down, ho.
Ah.
Calm down. Just calm down.
I'm changing my password right now.
Okay, have fun. But anyways, I'm going to play this quick song. This is, if you were at the Americans Reality Check Show, you probably already heard this. But if you heard it already, sit your ass down and listen to it again. This is Trans-Siberian Orchestra with Christmas Eve in Sarajevo. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Christmas Eve, Sarajevo, by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. The story behind this was, I got this from Wikipedia, so I don't know how true this is. Paul O'Neill explained the story behind Christmas Eve, Sarajevo, in an interview published on ChristianityToday.com. We heard about this cello player born in Sarajevo many years ago, Verdin Smolovic, who left when he was fairly young to go on to become a well-respected musician, playing with various symphonies throughout Europe. Many decades later, he returned to Sarajevo as an elderly man at the height of the Bosnian War, only to find his city in complete ruins. I think what most broke the man's heart was the destruction was not by some outside invader or natural disaster. It was done by his own people. At the time, Serbs were shelling Sarajevo every night. Rather than head for bomb shelters like his family and neighbors, this man went to town square, climbed into a pile of rubble, and once been the foundation, took out his cello and played Mozart and Beethoven as the city was bombed. He came every night and began playing Christmas carols from the same spot. It was such a powerful image, a white-haired man silhouette against a cannon fire, playing timeless melodies to both sides of the conflict amid the rubble and the devastation of the city he loves. Sometime later, a reporter traced him down to ask him why he did this insanely stupid thing. The old man said that it was his way of proving that despite all evidence to the contrary, the spirit of humanity was still alive in that place. The song basically wrapped itself around him. We used some of the oldest Christmas melodies we could find, like God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen and Carol of the Bells, which is from Ukraine near that region. The orchestra represents one side, the rock band the other, and the single cello represents that single individual, that spark of hope.
Nice.
Pretty, ain't it? It's pretty, ain't it?
After all that practicing that you and I did on that one.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. Yeah.
That was me on that guitar.
Yeah. Man, what a day. What a Christmas, people. You know, we should be grateful to be alive. Those of us, you know, who've been through a lot this year. You know, it's a great day to be alive. It's a great
yes,
day.
Yes, it is.
To celebrate our Savior's birth.
But he wasn't born on Christmas.
No, but this is still the day that we choose for his birthday. He was born sometime in September. However, this is to cover up a pagan holiday.
Yeah. Well, speaking about pagans,
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
How come those Iraqis didn't pagan our president when he did the shoe-throwing incident? Yeah, that was a bad joke. Yeah, this is, so the Iraqis actually need help pitching. So, please listen to this commercial and help our Iraqi friends. During President George W. Bush's surprise visit to Iraq in December 2008, an Iraqi journalist threw his shoes in Bush's face during a press conference with Iraq Prime Minister Nuri Kamal al-Maliki. The first shoe sailed past his right cheek, and he had to duck to avoid the second one as it flew over his head. President Bush later told reporters that he did not feel the incident was a big deal, and it did not represent the Iraqi media as a whole. In the Arab world, throwing a shoe at someone is a sign of high disrespect. In order to help the Iraqis improve their aim, on their pitching, in association with Major League Baseball, the Crouch Out Radio Show will host a pitching clinic with superstar instructors such as New York Yankee Roger Rocket Clemens and Boston Red Sox pitcher Pedro Martinez.
both known for beating motherfuckers in ass. To help support this program, send a check or money order to Halliburton, P.O. Box 666, New World Order, New York, 10036.
Yeah, we gotta help them Iraqis improve their pitching in case Barack Obama starts fucking up and he wants to go to Iraq. We will not deal with the Iraqis with their steel toe boots. Oh, man. Sarah. Yeah, so Christmas, man. It don't even really feel like Christmas in New York City, man. Everybody's like, ho, ho, ho. And they're basically talking about prostitutes, you know? It's
horrible.
Yeah, New York City doesn't have that Christmas spirit anymore. People are no longer nice to each other. The economy's so fucked up. It's like, Merry Christmas and may you have a happy fuck yourself. You know, this is pretty much what's going on. So Christmas, how's Christmas, Lisa and Kev? Feel free and call in. Oh, man. But what, hell.
Considering the lag, we have to wait.
Yeah.
Type quickly, immediately answer, because we're going to get it like 3 minutes later.
10 years later, it's been good, says Kevin. Followed by, quiet, okay? In a very pissed off tone from Lisa.
Kev's like, she was like saying, it's been quiet, it's been okay, I'm sure.
Dave says, Dad loved his gift! Lisa nodded her head and just said, LOL.
This is interesting.
And all through the house, not even was stirring. Not even my uncle, who was a drunk bastard. Oh well, LOL, says Lisa. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I wasn't able to go with my family and enjoy the Christmas family, the family fist fight. It was, oh well. Yeah, we usually have a drunken family fist fight every year. Usually started with you're a sucker, your wife is cheating on you and you're letting it happen, you're not a man. You know, it's fun. It's fun for all ages. It really is. It's fantastic, it's wunderbar. I mean that's how we do things. I mean, don't judge. You know, the drunken family fist fight extravaganza followed by punch. Biked with rum. It's delicious. It's delicious. And then we start dancing the Hava Megila. Because we kind of figure it's just so damn funny a bunch of Puerto Ricans dancing the Hava Megila, you know? It's like we pick up our, you know, pick up grandpa in the chair, lift him up, and we just start dancing around, you know, like idiots, you know? Oh, yeah. Start breakdancing. Hava Megila. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do the one-legged thing. Oh. Yeah, that's enough. Yeah. So.
I'm actually chewing on a rubber band right now. I'm so nervous. My nerves are racked. It's been a rough holiday.
What happened?
How was your holiday?
I didn't get that iPod I wanted, so I ran into a Walmart, and there wasn't a crowd, but I still ran over a Walmart employee. I mean, that's just the thing to do. It was kind of funny because it was like the rhinoceroses running through that department store in Jumanji. Oh shit!
Speaking of that, check your private message real quick, honey.
Yes, I know.
You want to share?
No. No, just let it be.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Do you think she's awake?
Ooh. No. Let it be. Trust me. Just peace. It's Christmas.
But she really deserves it. She destroyed my favorite dress.
Well, it's really not her fault. She doesn't know how to keep anything in her mouth. I mean, you know, she stained the dress because she couldn't catch it all. Look. She's a twat. I mean, just don't worry about it. Just let it be. You know, you don't need to embarrass her. It's Christmas. Even though we gotta be better. We gotta be better than her.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, moving on. With that.
Fucking A, man. Actually, you know what, Louie? You gave me the best Christmas present.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Yes, with that. Oh, yes. We're going to have some more music. You know what? Yeah, fine. All right, here. This is August Burns Red, not Lisa's boyfriend. August will not be burning Lisa's boyfriend. That's just the name of the band. August Burns Red with Carol of the Bells. And after that, I don't have any more Christmas music that rocks as hard as that. So I'm just going to be playing my regular kick-ass music. So, here. Snap, I just got an email from one of my boys. You probably heard his band. They're called the Almighty Terribles. They actually have a video that was directed by Dylan Avery of Loose Change Final Cut fame. They're having a concert tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow, Saturday. If you guys are in New York in the Times Square area, it's Club 45, 121 West 45th Street between 6th Avenue
and Broadway, third floor. The cover charge is just $10. In fact, if you guys haven't heard their song, they're fantastic. They have songs called Bomb in the Bedroom and My First Drug. In fact, I'm going to play that for you. This is Bombing the Bedroom by the Almighty Terribles, if I can find it. Where the fuck is... where the hell is it on this list?
Here you go.
Hate not being the fine stuff. I really got to organize this thing better. Yeah. Found it. This is Bomb in the Bedroom by the Almighty Terribles. 9/11 truthers, I might add.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Open your eyes. What do you see? I have vision. I have nightmares. Christian man full of sin. Living in bomb in the bedroom.
Yeah, that was A Bomb in the Bedroom by 9/11 Truthers, anti-New World Order band, The Almighty Terribles. This is, yeah. Wow. Anyways, yeah, we got people. We got like to give a shout out to Stone. We got Lisa. We got Kev. We got Guest State. How you guys doing? Thanks for listening to the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Have we ever had her on Stone on the actual call in? Have we ever heard Heron's voice?
No. That's okay. Anyways, so Christmas, Merry Christmas, everybody. It's holiday season. Happy Hanukkah. This is, what is this, the sixth day or seventh, or what night is this for Hanukkah? Yeah. Does anybody know what Hanukkah day is it today?
Hanukkah? Chattanooga?
Hanukkah. Hold on. I think I know somebody that can do it better than me. Wrong one. Nicka. There you go. Yeah. I also got an email. The Almighty Terribles are gonna be playing live in Times Square. On 121 West 45th Street between 6th Avenue and Broadway on the third floor. The cover charge is $10 if you guys want to check them out. MySpace.com/TheAlmightyTerribles. I'm going to play their next song. This song is called Your First Drug. It's from the American Drug War soundtrack, actually. Here you go.
People come together from all over just to make it by the common ground. Think that I'm when the world across the media is seeking to stay high up on the pedestal. Pull out, bring every single system to a station in another country all right now. Rewind, did I just see something that you've been thinking since a warning it was long ago? Drug war, people like to buy a home. I might say it's the truth that they are locked up for. Import, the CIA plans to cocaine and then it's never good. Withdrawal, pharmaceutical, I'm gonna build a parasitic crop into heaven. Now, what's me? It's just a happy little feeling to the map of your own town. Every morning, there we go.
Yeah, that was Your First Drug by the Almighty Terribles. Wish people could give me a 10. Yeah, like, hey, rate me a 10, man. This... yeah.
Yeah. You'd be like, AssHatFighter.com.
Yeah, well.
Did you just put that there?
AssHatFighter.com. Yeah, no, that's a new site that just came out. AssHatFighter.com. It's people against hat maker corruption.
You're fucking me. Oh my god. You know what? I'm gonna check to see if that domain is freaking stolen.
Yeah, AssHatFighter. There you go. .net. Yes. The AssHatFighter radio show is on whenever the fuck he, you know, takes his medicine. Anyways, moving on. That was
www.asshat. Hang on, ASSH.
Can't move on with you, huh? There you go, we have to move on. All right. Lisa's got to go eat her strap on the feed bag and save me some pie. Lisa, save me some pie if you're listening. If you need my address, it's on asshatfighter.net.
Oh my god, there is an asshatradio.com.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. See, I wasn't talking crap about nobody.
But.
But what?
Hold on. You put Asshat Fighter Radio, right?
I guess. Gotta fight those asshats.
No, there's no asshatradiofighter.com.
Oh, there isn't? Okay, not yet then. All right.
You meant asshat.com.
Asshat.com.
Asshatradio.com.
Asshat Radio, yes. Yo, that's going to be my new favorite radio show, Asshat Fighter. Would you like to touch my ass? I like my ass touched.
Louis, I feel better about all this.
I'm sure you do, because we got asshatfighter.com. Their radio show is now supporting the Crotch Shot Radio. Asses and Crotches, together again. What a combination. Asses and Crotches.
Hey, there is a God, and he happened to know what he was doing when he put them together.
Yep. It's like Legos. I like playing with Legos.
It's Legos, huh?
Legos. I like Legos. In fact, I would you know what? At my age, I would still play with fucking Legos. They're fucking awesome. That and Capsella. Have you ever heard of that toy called Capsella?
No.
Okay, basically what you're working with, they're like capsules, and they actually have like gears and a motor. I mean, there's one capsule that has a motor with like a gear to it, so, and then you connect them together, and you can make like a car with it, and you hook wires to a battery case capsule, and you can actually make it go. Why would you want to do that? It's fucking fantastic. Capsella. I wonder if they still make Capsella, because they actually made like a boat capsule thing that you can actually build a boat and shit. You know, it's, you know, if you wanna teach a kid how to build stuff and, you know, become a, you know, just learn how to Capsella.
AssHatRadioFighter.com, people. Or AssHatRadio.com.
Oh, yeah. Damn. They still make Capsella. Yeah. Okay, here it is. This is the Wikipedia. You know, when I got this toy, man, I was so fantastic. I was so ecstatic. Capsella is a construction toy consisting primarily of spherical plastic capsules, which may be constructed to form various toys that can be static or moving and subtle for land or water. The capsules usually have six hollow or tangle connectors pointing out. There are rectangle sleeve pieces, bridges between two capsules. The hollow connection pegs on the capsule can have electrical or rotary adapters inside. Reaching into the capsule, the electric motor capsules, gear capsules, switch capsules, pontoon capsules, and others, there are also battery holders, wheels, propellers, impellers, lights, wires, and other miscellaneous supporting pieces.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, fine. You know what? I like Capsula.
Capsula's you are fucking weird.
What? Capsula.
Because you like Capsula. Why don't you just get the fucking Legos? This is America, damn it.
Capsula, well, this was like Legos for, you know, if you wanted to be like a scientist. Capsula was fantastic. You screw it on, you screw stuff in, you know.
And you know what, shit when you're too little, then you fucking grow up and have a radio show called the Crotch Shot Radio.
Well, yeah. Yeah. You know what I used to do with the Capsula, though? I used to get, like, two motors and then two battery things.
Oh, I don't know if we can say, is this show rated properly for that? What you're about to say.
I think we need to say a prayer.
Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen.
How about I fucking send my cat over there to keep? He keeps his pimp ball strong, and he'll fucking pimp slap you.
Man, your cat's a pussy.
My cat is a wall fucking animal.
Cat's a pussy.
My cat will whoop your ass.
Your cat's still a pussy.
My cat would kick your ass.
Your cat's a pussy.
Isn't it sad that a pussy can whoop your ass?
That's because I let it. Hey, how you doing, Guest 9? Welcome to the Crotch Out Radio Show. Feel free and call in.
At your own risk.
At your own risk.
Louis's a nice guy.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Let's see what we've got here. Hazelnut Kahlua.
Welcome to Crotch Shot Radio, giving the corrupted media and government a swift kick in the nads. And now here is your host, Louis B.
That was Brian from True Seeker Brian's show, the True Seeker show.
He sounds nice.
Yes, he is.
Isn't that special?
Isn't that special?
Don't you have an audio?
Obama! What?
Obama!
Obama! Look!
I'm already coughing. Merry Christmas, Guest 9. Merry Christmas.
Carl, is that you, Carl? Merry Christmas, Carl.
Well,
how's your Christmas, Guest 9?
Hello, Mary.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Guest 9 won't call in.
Guest 9.
Guest 9,
are you
what we do to Anonymous.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Virgin.
There you go. Guest 9's a virgin.
We do nothing to Anonymous.
He's trying to call in. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Butt sex.
Then you get some butt sex. Ew.
That's fucking sick, y'all.
Oh, jeez. I don't
want to
get the
egg,
fellas.
I don't. Hey, we got Kev. Hey, Kev. Kev.
Kev.
Kev.
Kev.
Jesus.
What? Unmute him.
I did unmute him. Hey, Kev.
What up?
Hey, sexy pants. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm okay, Sugar Tush. What's really good?
Obama.
Obama, look, Carl, you know, we gotta vote for the lesser two evils. You know what I'm saying? Carl?
It's your thing, Miriam.
By the
Obama.
Way, she was on last night after I got done with my show. She had a show last night. I snuck in for a little bit.
You're actually making fun of somebody that actually exists?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Louie loves to go in and interrupt her show with a commercial.
Yeah, let's just say my enemy. I'm growing enemies faster than I'm growing friends on this network.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was.
People are downright ruthless on this network. You know that?
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to Miriam, and Louie snuck in on the phone call, snuck in this commercial, and she was on there going, saying something like, "Oh, now don't you start that, Louie. No, Louie." And she cut him off, made him leave. And he came back in and played his commercial.
Yep. That's how we do things. That's how we do things in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he snuck right on in there. It scared the shit out of me, though, because I had my speakers turned up, and, man, that thing came through so damn loud. I heard, "This is Louie B."
This is Louie B., host of the Crouch Out Radio Show.
Yep, she said, "Oh, he's such a retard."
Oh, really? Retard? Really?
He's such a retard. And I tried to stick up for you, but, you know, I couldn't change your mind at all, Louie.
Seriously? Anyone who knows about the New World Order and still supports freaking Obama and all these other New World Order puppets... Suck it. Suck
right.
it. Yes. I refer you to my brown nandigas.
Okay, so what's going on with Talk Show? You guys were talking about a lot of problems or something like that. I didn't have any problems at all.
You didn't have any problems logging in today?
Uh-uh.
I
no,
had to send
I...
myself a new password.
Oh, no, yep. I logged right in. Nobody was here in the room when I first came in.
Yeah. Wow.
No, because I had to I tried to log in and for some reason my password wasn't working. I had to actually send myself a new one.
Oh my. And what about you, Louie?
My shows are all in private. And I can't undo them. I can't. It keeps freezing my computer. I don't know. Maybe it's my computer that I can't. You know, but you know, somehow TalkShoe put my shows, they're called shows, but I just do it like a brainstorm, you know? I'm not really concerned about it.
You know what? I noticed that about a couple weeks ago, actually.
My things were on private?
Yeah, there was no listening at all of your shows at all. That was at least a couple weeks ago. Because I was trying to figure out when you was having another show.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I found out, because I thought, well, there's not even anything listed. So, and that's been at least 2 weeks ago.
Well, I haven't had a show in 2 weeks.
But it should still record your past episodes, though.
Yeah.
So, there was nothing.
I don't understand.
Hello?
Hello? Damn, I was clicking my thing.
What the hell?
Huh?
That was Jim's voice.
Oh, all right. That's gone.
What was that, guess 9?
I hope not.
Hey, this is Ken the Heart Lawson.
Yep, Ken the Heart Lawson.
I'm Jim the Heart Lawson.
Yep, God bless y'all.
God bless
you. How did Jim's voice get up on your radio show, Louie?
I don't know how Jim the Heart Larson. I'm Jim the Heart Larson. I'm not Louie. I'm Jim the Heart Larson. I'll be goddamn.
AssHatRadioFighter.net.
Look, I don't mind the niggers either.
Oh my God.
They're just people like you and me. Exactly. I closed the door on the nerds.
Spinning complacently in the darkness, covered and blind.
In a world of complete corruption and utter silliness.
Were you able to hear that, Louie? Did you hear that?
One honorary Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show.
To piss off the world.
Determined to piss off the world. He has powers far beyond any old asshole.
What are you talking about, Will?
I'm talking about my ass. Exactly. I like a rim shot as well. What?
Hey, you know what, Louie? That's the first time I heard that. That's the first time I heard that commercial that Brian did for you.
Yeah, I guess they're playing it more. I mean, it's supposed to be an intro. You know, I don't really play it that much because, honestly, it doesn't kick ass as hard as I
like. Well, I didn't notice it was him until he said B. Once you said Louie B, then I knew it was.
Welcome to Crotch Shot Radio, giving the corrupted media and government a swift kick in the nads. And now here is your host, Louie B.
Yeah, that's
damn,
True Seeker.
Damn, life water out, shit.
Yeah, take that.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
He's the person that hasn't had a show for months.
Yeah, so, man, I'm worried.
Well, he's been in contact with people, so I know he's still breathing.
Yeah.
I know he's still alive, but I don't know.
He doesn't record his show, and when his show is on, like, he starts playing replays of a radio show, and I'm like, okay, I'm waiting. I end up falling asleep on his show. I'm like, wait, he started talking.
Yeah. Yeah, he plays them audios all the time.
I'm like, damn it, Jim, what the fuck? I mean, damn it, Brian, let me host your show for you, so that way, people could be able to, you know, listen.
Right.
You know, let's start some content here, you know. I know, you know, he doesn't record his shows because there are too many. He has way too many haters because people, you know, don't want to act. People misunderstand what he's trying to do. You know, I mean, if you're real,
if you're
a real sex offender, then, yeah, you belong on a list.
Right. Right.
But, I mean, a lot of these guys, man, they're getting lied. I mean, that's what really scares me as well. It's just like some chick lying, saying that I did something, and me not even getting the pleasure of doing it and still going to jail.
Well, and you know, it a lot of men here, especially in Ohio, need to be afraid because, you know, here in Ohio, we got what is called a civil registry where all anybody has to do is accuse you, and you don't even see a judge. You don't go to court. They'll put you on a registry.
How's that constitutional? In fact, that's slander.
Well,
it could be slander.
Ohio is just a money-hungry state anyway, so anytime that they can make money and get away with it, they're going to continuously do it, and then top it all off, there's rape kits that are out there too, where a woman can go into the hospital, get a rape kit, okay? Let's say she was in a relationship with somebody. They got into a big old fight, you know, maybe 2 years later after she got that rape kit. She could go back and ask for that rape kit and turn that person in. Now tell me if that ain't fucked up.
That is fucked up.
That's
so,
why
so let's say, Yeah.
You can't trust anyone nowadays. Nobody.
That's why, as ridiculous as it sounds, I mean, I guess guys got to invest in A, condoms, and B, a contract.
Right.
Be like, all right, am I allowed to stick it in your butt? No? Okay.
Oh my God.
Can you have this notarized before the coitus? Thank you.
Well, see, here in Ohio, they've already started that. They're trying to get a constitution, some kind of constitution party together. Did you know about that?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, that they want to amend the constitution and take out some
stuff.
Yeah,
they're trying to totally delete some of the constitution, period. So, it's getting scary in Ohio.
I mean,
how about I just go buy a gun, you know?
And say,
I'm gonna follow the original constitution, and you know.
Yeah, word. I just got me some slaves.
No.
All right, fine. You know what? Yeah, there you go. I found it funny. Yes. Move the hell out of Ohio. Yeah. Shit.
Well, Pat says that a sex offender can't have a darn gun. Well, I'm not a sex offender, so I can have a gun. Yay!
Yeah. The one good thing I can say about Ohio is, as stupid as it sounds, they have a fantastic rock scene over there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the bands that are coming out of Ohio that are unsigned, they are fantastic. In fact, I got a group right now. They're called where is it? My Beloved Tragedy. And they sound fantastic. They got a black guy lead singer. So, you know, not that that means anything. It just sounds really nice. So, yeah. Enjoy.
So it could be the next living caller. Is that what you're saying?
Culture personality. Actually, no. There are bands that have black lead singers. Rock bands that have black lead. Like Seven Dust. And Hootie and the Blowfish.
Right.
Hootie and the Blowfish. That guy's not black. He's mixed. That's different.
Don't make fun of Darius Rucker. He is one of my favorite singers.
I like him too. He's just not black. He's like part black.
No. Leave him be. Darius Rucker.
I'm not fucking with him. I like him.
I bought his R&B album, and I'm going to buy his country album. I hate country, but the man could sing the phone book to me, and I would buy it.
Wow,
oh,
you're in love.
I can't stand country.
Movie's got it bad.
Yeah, I have a man crush
somebody
on
somebody slap him across the face with a cock.
Oh.
Yes, Lisa, matter of fact, said Hootie.
Moving on.
Is black. Hootie is black. Hootie and the Blowfish.
No, he's not. He is part black. There's a difference.
And that was Patience Poet.
You know what? Matter of fact, that brings up another subject. You know, I was at work one time, and somebody asked me what kind of dog I had. And I said, I don't know. It's a mixed dog. You know, and they got offended because I said mixed dog.
Oh, that's nothing. My dog actually ran. I think I told this story before. My dog got loose, and he was chasing after this dog. And I got a phone call from a lady because I got the name tag on him. And she's like, excuse me, do you own a Chinese dog? And I'm like, I don't know. He's never spoken to me. Oh, yeah.
Fucking Louie.
And what'd she say to you then?
No, Chinese dog. He's a little Chinese dog. I'm like, oh, crap, he got loose. So I, you know, ran and I almost lost my dog because I had to be a wise ass. I swear to God, in Brooklyn, if you're not a wise ass, then you're just a crackhead. I mean,
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Born with sarcasm. You have to be sarcastic with everybody. And since my neighborhood is getting gentrified, you know, you get
We all know what gentrification is, right?
Yeah,
we're all grown ups here.
It's when the crackers move in and they mess up your house. No, I'm just kidding.
It is.
Now we get. Yo, man. I remember 8 years ago, I'm listening to all the older guys. Like, back in the 2000 when they started moving in. And, you know, all the older guys that just, you know, finished high school, you know. I was still in junior high at the time. And so they were like, man, yo, these whiteys are fucking up everything. Yo, man, we got to do something about the crackers, son. Nah, fuck it. Let's go get a job even better. Move the fuck out. Yep, there you go. Why is that funny? I don't know.
Fuck it. Hey.
Say fuck it.
You know, I'm cruising talk show right now.
Bruising.
Louis.
Yes.
I know this isn't our favorite person, but I hope nothing happened to him. Look.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Yeah, I'm looking.
You're not shocked? You think he's okay?
I hope he's fine. I really wish for the best. I hope he's okay.
Do you think they arrested him?
I hope not. I mean, it would be horrible to think that, you know. But anyways, moving on. This is the Christmas radio show. And, we get things done, son.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about, Willis. I'm just here doing my thing, son, you know. You know, clock, clock, son. Clock, clock. No, what? What the hell was I going with that?
The hell?
And in this corner, weighing at 90 pounds. And in the other corner, weighing at 180, he's a molester.
Oh, fuck.
From Alabama.
Oh, you're so
which is close to someplace.
You're fucking wrong, Lily.
Oh, no. He's doing the penis chokehold. Oh, no. The young boy is trying to squirm free.
That would be fucked up for him to have been arrested on Christmas.
Don't worry about it. Damn.
Okay.
Damn.
Well, I want to find out what happened after the show.
Don't worry about it. No. Don't worry about it. Let it be. Yep. And you know what? Screw it. Yeah, this is some Christmas show we're having, right?
I am drinking straight Kahlua.
Mm-hmm.
Nom, 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 nom. Just a little bit of it. Because I got the hazelnut one. They're selling hazelnut Kahlua for like $10 for a big old bottle, and I wanted to try it.
Mmm. Kahlua.
Tastes like chocolate milk.
With alcohol.
Hey, there's no kids in the house right now.
Hey.
I drink maybe once or twice a year.
So this
I don't drink around my kids, so.
So this means you're going to be running around topless, and I'm not going to be able to see it. Damn.
Mm-mm. Do I sound drunk? I don't think a single shot of Kahlua is going to get me drunk.
Oh, God. All right, so then it's going to take half a bottle. All right.
I'm not going to drink half a bottle. I'm going to drink this shot. Nom, 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 nom.
I'm not drinking half a bottle.
I want just one shot. After another. That was good.
You get what you pay for.
Oh, fuck. You're so screwed up, dude.
Right. You know, I just go out, you know, get blowjobs. Just, you know, I just do it for the holidays for something warm in my stomach.
You know, it's weird. The holidays need to make you...
And yeah, that's wrong. What about the holiday season?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Did I lose anybody? Is everybody gone?
Pecker.
Yeah.
No.
Smoke weed every day.
No. Don't even play that one around me. I don't even want sound bites like that around me. Not after that accusation.
I just want to tell you how I'm feeling.
Speaking of how we're feeling, you know, why is it that the holiday season makes us nice to people who are usually mean to us?
Of course, we're retarded monkeys.
I like playing with myself. I play with myself all day long.
How would you like to suck my balls?
Excuse me, but I do believe that it sucks ass.
What, Eric? No, excuse me. He gets out the megaphone. He gets out the megaphone.
Would somebody put this retard out of his misery?
You fucking suck.
All right, Kev. He's going to be right back, peeps. Oh, Lisa left. Oh,
poor seat. Oh, you're losing everything.
Oh, we got guest 10.
Hey, guest 10, how you doing?
How you doing? Welcome to the Crotch Out Radio Show. We're gonna be taking phone calls. We're taking calls.
Mhm.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah.
How would you like to mow my lawn? Huh?
Huh? How would you like to mow my lawn, Yes Ten? Huh? And
yes,
he left.
Yes, left town. He left town.
Damn. AssHatRadio.com. 1, 2.
AssHatRadio. AssHatRadioFighters.com. That's fucking hilarious. I'm going to buy that domain name right now.
All asshats come together and fight.
AssHatRadioFighters.com. That's where all the asshat radio fights can stay.
Hi, I'm a clitoris puncher. What?
Why you gotta
watch your name, scumbag?
Alright.
I'm feeling... God, you know, honestly, I really hope nothing happened to him. You know, he's sitting there trying to hurt us, but I mean, I'm sitting there, you know, why do I even give a fuck about people trying to hurt me? Anyway. Onward, can I plug my new site?
Go ahead.
Really?
Yes.
What's it's not done yet.
Then why are you asking to plug it then? No. There's that type
com.
Of yeah. There's that type of crackheaded thinking. Oh man. There you go. All right, open fired.
Happened?
Anyway.
After the, I was looking up to get a domain name.
Mm-hmm.
And I went ahead and got jerichoswall.net and jerichoswall.com.
All right.
So, they're in progress. JerichosWall.net is actually promoting my books and my articles, and JerichosWall.com is the head central for SerenasAngels.com. People, SerenasAngels.com is not my website. I run the family support group called Serena's Angels, but somebody was vengeful and bought the domain name and put porn there. So that's not my site. My site is JerichosWall.net and JerichosWall.com.
There you go. Yes.
That's okay to say, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I don't know who bought it. I have no idea who bought it, but whoever bought it, that was actually, I actually laughed. I thought it was funny. I was like, oh, no, they didn't. Because they got mad they put, can I say what kind of porn they put on it?
What'd they put?
They put lesbian porn. I guess, it's, if you want to do a psych eval, on this person, whoever. Obviously, if it's a man, they're probably pissed off that I'm too strong of a woman.
Mm-hmm. And the person selling strap-ons. It's strap-ons. So I guess that person, whoever it is, wants to take it someplace. Hey,
yeah.
We got Guest 11. How you doing, Guest 11? Welcome to the Crotch Out Radio Show. Hope you enjoy your stay for as long as you want to stick around.
We're not going to block anybody today, are we? Unless they get really, really out of hand.
I'm not blocking nobody. Seriously, I'm not like every other people that like, oh, someone starts, hey, Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad y cosas así. Okay, está bien. I'm not like other shows that be like, oh, you suck, all this. I'll just let you keep talking.
Yeah, fuck it. Let him go.
Yeah. I'm not gonna start anything. I'm not gonna be like, oh, you're an idiot. Hey, we got Lars Benders.
That's a cool idea. I'm interested in finding out how Lars Benders got that idea. That's kind of an interesting name.
Lars Benders. Is that like Lens Crafters? Stupid. Yes, I know. Yes, and other things people say this time of year. Happy Hanukkah. Hold on. Naka. you gotta push that out.
Oh,
you know?
I just got an interesting email.
Oh.
I'll share it with you later.
Yes. So, welcome to the Crotch Out Radio Show. We're gonna play some, did I play already August Burns Red? Yeah, I did. I'm gonna play this group called My Beloved Tragedy with, they're from Ohio, actually. They're called, the group's called My Beloved Tragedy. It's from their album, which you can buy off of iTunes. The album's called Say Goodbye. This is track 6 with their song Sanctuary on the Crotch Out Radio Show. Long ass fucking plug.
Rain is falling, darkness in me. Recite soon me words of magic. My ending's not so tragic. But will you stand the time it takes till this is finished? Will you hold me upright when my strength diminished? Do you think that you can own me? Do you think I give in so easily? Come into this fire with all your thoughts of loving me. And if you can stand the flames, I'll show you all the monsters in my dreams. Do you still want me?
Yeah, that was My Beloved Tragedy with their song Sanctuary off their album. Yeah, we got Marek 29 on the line. How you doing? Marek? Matic? Christ. Hello? Yeah, dude, you're coming in horribly. No.
Nobody can understand him.
I...
Just call back in.
What?
Whoever that is, they're not. We can't understand them.
Can't understand a damn word you're saying, my brother.
Don't shout.
Stop shouting. What are you saying? Yeah, dude, your thing is horrible. Do the upgrade.
Merrick, do the upgrade, hang up, call back.
Alright. You might have to reboot. Thanks for calling. I appreciate your call. Anyways. Oh, wait, was that Kev? I think that was Kev. Kev?
Merrick? I'm
Kev,
with him.
Yeah.
Kev, is... What?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, much better.
Turn your speakers off.
Or put on headphones. Whatever. Yeah, so yeah, that was My Beloved Tragedy with their song Sanctuary off their Say Goodbye album. You could get it exclusively. Exclusively from iTunes. Which kind of stinks. I need to talk to them and say, hey, can you put it on Amazon or Zune? I mean, because, you know, the world doesn't revolve around. Yeah, dude, Shoe Phone does suck. What you gotta do, get a Gizmo 5. When you get Gizmo 5, come back into the room and I'll show you how to call in. Gizmo, I use Gizmo 5. You know. I mean, how am I sounding to everybody? Lars Benders. Lars Benders, how come you're not saying nothing? You're just chilling? Nah, fucking let him chill. Lars Benders. I could just say, Lars Benders. The hell is a Lars and why he's bending them?
Ooh, you know what, Louis?
Yes, what?
People, I'm looking at an email right now, and wow. You know, people who, you know, everybody says, oh, well, you know, people in general are greedy and this and that. You know, I've helped a lot of people just for the sake of their kids, you know. I've put myself out there and I've done a lot for their kids and stuff, you know, done everything that I can anyway. You know, sometimes I can't help, you know, but I do the best I can. Someone just contacted me and let me know that they did something very nice for me without even, you know, consulting me because they heard that someone was terrorizing me. Wow. That's nice, but mean on the other hand.
Oh, well. We'll talk about this at the end of the show.
Will we really?
Yes, we will.
I just wanted to thank that person for their Christmas present.
Thank you very much, Jesus. Yeah. If I can, I'm going to do a twofer or two for Thursday. A two for Tuesday. No, a twofer. This is, again, My Beloved Tragedy off the same album, Say Goodbye. This is the second track. It's called When Will It Die?
Take me back to the New Year's holiday. My eyes got hurt, my body faded away. My words deserted me, they left me out in the cold. And then she pulled up, and soon enough I was gone. And then we counted down into the end of the night, into the New Year.
Oh God,
I knew it was right. And then the next day, she lay there still by my side.
I put her hair back so I can take a nose eye.
Every day I try to form a funeral. It's gonna kill me. I want you to know that she's the only love I know.
Go!
Oh!
That was My Beloved Tragedy with Say Goodbye. Well, off the album Say Goodbye, on the second track, which is When Will It Die? You can get them off of iTunes, My Beloved Tragedy. Go to MySpace, We Are MBT. That's, you spell the word R, A-R-E, and MBT for the My Beloved Tragedy. We like to give a big shout out to, we got Patience Poet, Lars Benders, Loves Hats, well, Lisa and Kev. Unfortunately, Marik tried to call in, but his phone sucked. Guest 11, oh well, I guess you had to go. We'll miss you. We will miss you. So, yeah. Wow, so I'm talking to myself now. Hopefully Kev could call in or somebody or anybody want to call in. Lars, you want to call in, Lars, please? Oh, God, please. Lars Benders, more than meets the eye. Why did I start singing that one? Lars Benders, robots in disguise.
Shut up, dummy.
All right. You're right. So. Wow. Christmas, wow, man. This year went quick. It went fast. Damn, what did I do this whole freaking year? Right. Jack shit, probably, yes. Besides hanging out with We Are Change, doing the 7th anniversary of 9/11. We helped out with that. I met Cynthia McKinney, the Loose Change guys. What's his name? Daniel Sanjata from Rescue Me, and he was in that movie Devil Wears Prada. It's cool meeting him. So yes, we're getting friends to be invited to this show, according to Patience. So so while we're waiting, because I got nothing to talk about so far, I gotta freaking regroup and shit. I'm gonna play this song. It's called Black. Group's called Black Suit Youth. The song is called Dropout.
I'm so bored out of my mind on this empty subway line. You know these are the darky days, the dirty and the crazy.
Get about
with their song Dropout on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Check them out, myspace.com/dropout. We got Lars Benders. He's coming on. Just waiting for the system to let him unmute him, because I have it so that way it unmutes. Yeah, there you go. Lars! Lars? Lars? Lars, you're on. You called in just to hang up? Okay. So, yeah, we got Dolly Dagger. We got Kev. We got Lisa. We got Patience. Lars, he tried to call in. Try to call in again, buddy, okay? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We're just going to be playing some music. Today's a special Thursday edition of the Crotch Shot Radio Show for the holidays. Enjoy. Enjoy. It is good. It is good. So, yeah. So far, we're having a stress-free holiday. Considering, as some of you may know, I'm not going to get into details. I want to play this like something. My mom kind of sent it to me. It's actually a from a Drew Carey. You know, he's a comedian. He basically said this thing about holidays. Hopefully this doesn't ruin yours. If it does, I'm sorry. So, here, take a listen.
I can't watch the news lately. I know everybody, you know, I recognize why I do watch the news. It gets so depressing. And so, I mean, I just get depressed watching the news. You know what I do when I watch the news now? I turn the news off. I get out my Bible. I turn to the book of Revelations. I start just checking stuff off. You know? Got it, need it, got it, need it. Red dragon, seven horns, 10 crowns. Ozzy Osbourne, America's favorite TV dad. Oh, man. $20 million, huh? You know, that's barely going to pay for your kid's therapy. I don't know why. That money's going to be down the drain, man. Yeah, I read the Bible a lot. You know, this is crazy. We celebrate holidays, and that, you know what I just found out to us recently? There's so many holidays we celebrate here in this country that have nothing to do with the Bible at all. Real famous holidays, like Christmas. Christmas has nothing. It's not in the Bible. The birth of Jesus is in the Bible, but not Christmas. The tree isn't in the Bible. You know, gifts, that's not in it. It's nowhere it says, celebrate my birthday, says Jesus. It's just, it's a pagan holiday that the Romans invented that we just do. But everywhere you go, I've seen this so many times. You see a big nativity scene, and there's baby Jesus, the manger, sheep, shepherd, wise men, Mary, Joseph, Santa Claus right in the middle. Like, who's that? Mary's Lamaze coach? Santa Claus has nothing to do with anything. Neither does the Easter Bunny. Easter is another pagan holiday that's not in the Bible. Every Easter, you don't hear anything about Jesus on the cross. All you hear is about the Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny this, Easter Bunny that. Why is the Christian religion the only one in the world that needs a mascot to sell their stuff? You don't see Jewish people out celebrating with the Passover kangaroo. There's no Ramadan rooster. Halloween's another big holiday, satanic holiday. Nobody's bothered by that for some reason. You know, fun for the kiddies. I mean, when I was going to church, they always told me, you know, Satan's the most evil one. He's the one you got to watch out for. Watch out for Satan. And then once a year, the whole country goes, hey, let's party with this guy. It's ridiculous. There's a Catholic church down my street that used to have Halloween parties every year. Of course, they don't have any more because they don't want the priest to hand out candies to the kids. Don't boo. I'm going to offer a word of support to the Catholic Church. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Ain't that the truth, Drew? Ramadan roosters, huh? So yeah, it's Christmas is a pagan holiday and all that. It's funny. I was trying to see if I could get the clip of the cartoon called The Boondocks of Huey Freeman explaining Christmas. Scandalous. She's Molly. Yeah, no, you know, check out that website, you know. So if TalkShoe is starting to censor places like Blog Talk Radio, then I gotta go to Now Live. That's just the reality of the situation. And if it comes down to it, then, you know, hey. I mean, I already have an account with Now Live anyway, so all I gotta do is just take all my shows and skid that and upload them there, and it'll be like nothing ever happened. Damn, is my foot swollen. So, Yeah, Firefox, I like Firefox. Firefox is fantastic. I use it better with, Microsoft. Microsoft takes too long to load. I don't know why, and it takes up more RAM to run. It's really stupid. Microsoft don't got nothing. You know, they're not thinking with their heads. That's why I am upgrading to a Mac. You know, saving up the money. Hopefully after the holidays are over and, yes, Firefox is the best. I hope that's what FF stands for. Oh, man. You don't like Firefox, Patience? And yeah. Whew. Alright, well, let's what are we gonna do? I might as well play this. Someone actually sent me this, it's called The Oath.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend fascism, Nazism, totalitarianism, major combat operations in Iraq, outlaw regimes, banking systems. Financial institution, every financial influence, CEOs, radical vision, new government, bullying, oppression, more excuses, secret police, the Office of Homeland Security,
restricting our freedoms,
threatening people everywhere, brutal dictator, war, and misery, and torture.
after me. I, George Walker Bush, solemnly swear.
I, George Walker Bush, solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Citizens, I ask you to live your lives in fear, cooperation, and a voice gone forever. I ask your continued fear and the operating funds. The war on terror is a different kind of war, and we set a goal to dominate the Middle East, sacrificing your children to serve corporate America. I ask you to hold the values of corporate criminals, embrace tyranny and death as a cause to creed. Let's roll. Americans are free people. If anyone doubts this, I want you to report it immediately. Or eagerly await the midnight knock of the secret police. See who we are. We're going to achieve what we need to achieve. Porque este país, and the council will fulfill its founding purpose. And the council will fulfill its founding purpose. And the council will fulfill its founding purpose. In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. You got to catapult the propaganda. I know many citizens have fears tonight in the face of a continuing threat. And that is our strategy moving forward. Oppressive regime rules of people living in fear. I believe it is in everybody's best interest, in everybody's best interest, to sacrifice civil liberties for the safety of our people. Live in scarcity and fear. Go back to your values. 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 Working and stopping. Go back to your life. Working, shopping, and playing. Go back to your life. Working, shopping, and playing. Go back to your life. Working, shopping, and playing. Back to work. And I ask you to be calm and resolute. The success of our cause will depend on you. Either you are with us, or you are with the American people.
I, George Walker Bush, solemnly swear.
I, George Walker Bush, solemnly swear.
That I will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend
terrorism, the Patriot Act, both Republican and Democrat. Al Gonzalez, the General Hayden, the National Security Agency. The dark threat of violence, tyranny, the NSA surveillance program, pulling through the personal lives of millions of innocent Americans.
People held in detention. Thousands of people detained. What we call a roadmap for the surveillance of American cities and people in a world of chaos and constant war and stuff. Impressive crowd, the halves and the half mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base.
That's good, because I work three jobs, and I feel like I contribute.
You work three jobs?
Three jobs, yeah.
Uniquely American, isn't it? I mean, that is fantastic that you're doing that. Get any sleep?
Back to work. Go home and die.
Good riddance.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
That I will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Fool me once. Shame on. Shame on you.
Yay, he's gone. Yeah, we got Dolly Dagger. She wants Judge Thomas to get kicked in the nuts, in the crotch, because he likes to steal children and squeeze federal money out of of the poor kids being on the adoption board of Bethany Christian Services, writing their grants and benefiting his organization off guilty verdicts, while CPS likes manipulating things to their satisfaction instead of actually getting to the truth. Yes. Thomas needs to get kicked in the nuddles. Nuddles. Learned that from patients. Nuttles. You cannot sit there and terminate a father for what a mother supposedly did and then tell him you can have kids with anyone else besides this. Holy crap. He actually said that? You can have more kids, but we're keeping these? Is that basically what he said? You know, that's fucking cold-blooded. Some cold shit. We will let you keep them. If you have kids with this mother, we will take them all. Wow. Damn, man, wow. Man, seriously, this is the, something that directly affects me, can possibly directly affect me is the whole, sex offender registry and how easy it is to get charged with something with basically no evidence. Part of the same spectrum, you could lose your kids for no apparent reason, apparently. Oh, snap, welcome to the Chick Crotch Shot Radio Show, guest 12. Feel free and call in. So you could lose your kids, you could lose your freedom. From what you ladies are telling me, from what I've been hearing about other shows like American Reality Check, Truth Seeker Show. Basically, you could lose your freedom for basically no evidence. There's no you get no due process. Say goodbye to your kids, and it's hard to get them back. Is what I'm hearing. How un-American is that? You don't even have a right to due process when it comes to your kids or your life. The father being with the mother to know the children never wandered the street, never starved, no evidence of abuse and neglect. I mean, especially patients told me of this one story that there was this crack dealer in this house, and the police just rounded up the kids from the whole building. I mean, what's that story about? I don't remember the full particulars, but it was like the rest of the people that live in there, they weren't doing drugs, they weren't involved with this drug dealer, but the cops saw it necessary, or CPS saw it necessary to just round up the kids and take them away. I mean, there's no common sense with this. It's just like, so you have kids, all right, bye. Oh, by the way, keep paying your taxes. I need a raise. Shit. Or they get a piece of selling kids. And then, if you believe what Alex says, you know, that they're being basically kidnapped by, by the state. In fact, hold on. Let me play this for you. Damn it, where did I put it? Let me see. It has to be in one of the sound clips. Hold on. Kick 'em in the nuddles. Ah, here it is. Here you go.
Attention, 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 attention. This is your PAT alert. A child has just been abducted by the state. Attention, this is your PAT alert. A child has just been abducted by the state.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, there's your pat alert. Yeah, I'm going to be closing out the show at 9 p.m. It's getting close to closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Closing time. No. How's that song go? I don't even know how that goes. But, I'm going to play The Unknown by Paul Maggot on a Crotchshot Radio Show. Here you go.
From the sky and sea we came, mad animals too strong to tame. We walk the earth as warriors do, with no fear and nothing to lose. Created myths for people in need, thought we would fail, but you all believed.
Kev, why don't you promote your show real quick? Because I don't freaking have it off the top of my head. Just type it in the room real quick, please. I'll just read it. Okay. I know it's America's Reality Check. It's on every Wednesday on TalkShoe. Yeah. Wednesday night. Talk show ID. At 9:30 p.m. Call ID is 29521. Dang, my voice is really quiet. Alrighty, hold on. I guess I gotta do the fucking boost. Hold on. Hi, how about now? How's my voice sounding now? Hello, and welcome to AOL Movie Film, brought to you by the New York Times. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press 1 now. To browse through current movie titles and previews, press 2. Enter now. Hello, and welcome to AOL Movie Film, brought to you by the New York Times. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press 1 now. If you want to browse through current movie titles and previews, press 2. Enter now. No, I can't do Kramer. He's a nigga! He's a nigga! That's all I can do. Yeah. Anyways, it's 9:30 left to the show. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. This has been the Crotch Out Radio Show. Check us out. Check out our blog, crotchoutradioshow.com. We're on Saturdays and Sundays at 7 p.m. Saturdays, we have our unsigned artist listening party. This Sunday, we're going to be talking about Operation Vampire Killer, which is how to get the military and the police on our side to fight the New World Order. Try to get Officer Jack McClane on, but oh well. But anyways, thanks for listening. Take it easy.